This is a question that I received from a dad who is fairly anxious about his 16-year-old daughter, and it's quite involved. See what you think and see if you've been in a situation like this or know somebody in this situation. Dear Dr. Kenner, our 16-year-old daughter, Marta, worries us. She's not been interested in friends or in school for the past 3 years. She seems distracted, forgetful at times, like going to the wrong class, getting on the wrong school bus. We sent her for a psychological eval after we found out that she had been secretly cutting herself. And we were told that yes, she was depressed for 6 months and she was forthcoming, but she didn't want counseling. And, she is doing better now. So we didn't push it. However, Marta doesn't socialize the way a normal teenager does. She mostly stays at home, reading, watching movies, a TV show, listening to music, and playing occasional video games. She does spend time with her younger sister, Angela, and on rare occasions hangs out with some friends. We don't feel so good about them, though. She doesn't have any boyfriends, and she basically is not appreciative of us, of good things that family members do for her. We have to remind her, clean your room, empty your waste basket. It's odd, though. She doesn't seem angry or resentful, just emotionally detached and uncommunicative. So the question is, what's going on with Marta? So the dad gives some history. Marta and Angela's biological mother was an alcoholic who was eventually incarcerated, and when she was released, she never reconnected with her daughters. Marta was 5 years old at the time. Her younger sister, Angela, was 2 years old. My wife and I told the girls, about this 4 years ago. Marta was very upset when she learned about her biological mother. She was 12 years old at the time. She hasn't asked questions in some time. Now she wants her driver's license. However, she's still distracted and she stopped in the middle of an intersection during a driver's ed class and burst into tears when the instructor told her to increase her speed. So we pulled her out of the driving portion of driver's ed and don't think she should continue. She doesn't seem overly depressed or enthusiastic about anything. Excuse me, how can we best help her? What do you do if you're a parent? This is from Tom. What can you do if you're a parent in this situation and you've got a child who I'm assuming she was hunky-dory, she was fine beforehand. You didn't mention that, but let's assume that she's doing fine and at the age of 12 years old, she learns out something that's devastating. And imagine that happening to any of us that we're told, hey, your mother isn't your real mother. Your real mother was incarcerated and she abandoned you at the age of 5 and she was an alcoholic. You hear some news like that. What does it do to you? Well, in the best case scenario, she could say, you know something, I must have gone through a lot as I was if when I was a young child. Maybe I have some memories, maybe I don't, but how wonderful that I have a healthy family now. This is my real family, and I want to gradually allow myself to enjoy my days. It's fine to invite a friend over. I can find someone I admire for good things. I'm not my biological mother. I'm my own person. And I want the good things in life. I want school or career or hobbies or leisure activities I enjoy, maybe reading books that are inspiring or watching movies that are good. So what she needs is she needs the motivation for values in life. And my guess is she turned in a different direction. Again, you have her history. She has her history. I don't. So just given what you've said, my guess is that if she was a more lively person with her younger sister earlier, and then she learned this news about her mother at the age of 12, that at the age of 16, she might have been living with a lot of negative conclusions that she drew about herself, such as, I'm damaged goods, my mother left me, no guy will ever love me when they find out the truth, no friends would accept me if I let them get too close, I don't even believe my family loves me, what's the use in school? And you can see someone in such pain that they might turn to cutting. Many times people self-mutilate when they feel they're in such psychological pain that a little physical pain temporarily shifts their focus. Now, obviously, that's not healthy. It's dangerous for her. It's not a good habit. And it's certainly not a good role model for her sister. So, you know, you still need to explore, are there any other traumas in her life? Would she open up? I would recommend a cognitive therapist, because a good cognitive therapist will help your daughter express herself, come out of her shell, feel safe enough to let down her guard. Also, seeing heroes and heroines who have struggled against the odds, maybe Helen Keller, the movie The Miracle Worker, maybe the movie Chocolat, maybe Bend It Like Beckham. Now I'm just pulling a few out, but there might be some very good heroines or heroes that she could see that could help her have a change her in cognitive therapy. We call them core premises, the deeper premises about herself that maybe she isn't good enough, and you do want, or maybe she was abandoned and you want to challenge that. You can also check out the physical. It does sound more psychological, but sometimes it could be the thyroid, hypothyroidism or something. So make sure she gets a good, clean bill of health. She wants to never abandon herself, even if her mother abandoned her. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Here are some examples of poor communication. You are so rude. You are so messy. You're a big know-it-all. These insults may be even a little more biting. You're an idiot. You're a loser. You're useless. What a jerk you are. When such statements are thrown at you, your mind automatically signals a warning alarm. I am under attack. The attacked partner may immediately withdraw in hurt, shock, and frustration, or they may counterattack, blaming the attacker for any and all problems. Instead of mutually exploring your differences or working to clarify misunderstandings, your mental energy is consumed battling one another. Real communication ceases and nothing gets resolved. Such battles can also end in withdrawal, emotional distance, and even estrangement.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.